Chase Tuivasa, one run away from a milestone, and he gets it. Worth the wait for Usman Tuivasa on a variety of levels. Through 2022, he's been dominant for Australia. Four centuries, a fifth 50 here to go with that. In excess of 1,000 test runs and an average of better than 90. He cannot be stopped.
Yeah, Uzi getting his 50 a little bit earlier today and notching up 1,000 test run sats in a calendar year at the Adelaide Oval. The Aussies currently 1 for 120. Usman Tuivasa not out, 62. And Labuschagne, 31 not out. A couple of great Queenslanders at the crease at the moment. And another one on
Can I tell you, just before you introduce our next guest, and he wouldn't remember this because I was a nobody, but he was a frightening fast bowler for Australia in Queensland. Frightening fast bowler as a high school student at State High as well. I was playing for Nudgee.
Is this another Nudgee story, mate?
Yeah, in the first 11, and he skittled my stumps.
In the first 11?
And he skittled my stumps in the third ball. I'd never been so terrified my entire life.
Jeez, you work hard.
Skid marks on my... I'm a white.
Geez, you work hard at getting nudgy stories in, don't you, in the show? Like, oh, geez, I was a good cricketer. Michael Casper, which is joining us now on Sports Day. Casper, do you remember knocking over a very ordinary Scott Sattler in high school cricket?
He wouldn't remember.
I can't actually recall that.
Just say yes, Casper.
I used to love playing at Ross Oval. They all had plenty of grass on it. It was fantastic. My son actually... both boys actually go to Nudgee College now.
There you go.
So it's very, very appropriate, of course.
Well, I look forward to you getting plugs for Nudgee College in SEN's Big Bash coverage this year. I hear you joining the team, mate. So it's great to have you on board. Let's talk about this is a David Warner free zone. Can we have a David Warner free zone for 5 minutes and talk about other stuff, because there is plenty of cricket going on. How good Uzi? He's in great form, isn't he, Casper?
Oh, and the thing, best part about it is that he's, what is he now, about 33, 34 years old, I think. So the other thing, too, is just seeing him at his absolute peak. As much as, I guess, we've gone down the track of all these pathway systems and, you know, identifying talent, all that sort of stuff, he's been through the classic pathway of, had some talent, obviously, and had a go, then out, then found his way back in. But really, when you relate, him there right now, and what we're seeing him and obviously what he did in Pakistan, was all because of COVID. Travis Head was actually due to play, I think it was the year before. But he couldn't because of COVID, and Usman got the gig and got 100 in that innings, and then I think it was in Adelaide as well, I reckon. And then he got another 100 in another innings, and then all of a sudden... he's over the innings and he's just no stopping the bloke.
Yeah, he was impressive in that documentary, The Test, also, wasn't he? He's so forthright in his beliefs and willing to walk through the front door and raise some issues. But outside of that, let's look at the West Indian bowling, Casper. And you're one of the great bowlers. Would it be fair to say it's been poor at best?
Well, I think that was my thing. Like, growing up, and the inspiration for me as a young kid that came in and tried to bowl fast, certainly the Nudgee blokes, they were pretenders, looked to get inspired by what you saw on TV. And obviously, we had DK Lilly and we had Jeff Thompson. And I was just, that was just the ideal time. But even when the West Indies came out, and they were here like every year, every second year, it felt like, and just the inspiration of seeing these fast bowlers come in, whizzing it through and just making life tough. I think that was what was so awesome about them. And you'd love to see new fast bowlers coming through, bowling fast and all that sort of stuff. But unfortunately, the West Indies, it's not quite happening now. I'm not going to try and find out why the West Indies is not the case. But what I am looking forward to is South Africa, because they've got some real good quicks coming through.
Now, Josh Hazlewood was a late scratching today. Soreness was the reason, Casper. And we see a lot of this now with the bowlers that have got a heavy workload. Do you think that's more about preparing for South Africa as opposed to really, I don't want to use the word, wasting his time with this second West Indian test?
No, I think that's possibly it, in a sports science sort of capacity. But... it's quite funny, in the old days, it would have just been a simple case of just give it a rub.
Yeah.
If it's sore, then just, you know, that's fine. Just get on with it. Give it a rub and get on with it. Mm. And it's interesting too, because normally, and I know from when I was coming through, yeah, you just wanted to play every single game because the one you missed or you didn't play was a game that someone else might come in, like a Scott Boland, and it's 6 for 9, you know. And those sort of examples. And just whilst you've got the opportunity, just keep going.
Well,
that's old school.
Is this corresponding test last year, Michael Nisa came into the side. He gets the chance again today because of Hazelwood's late withdrawal. It's been a year since he's played a test match, but he's a handy cricketer, isn't he, Casper?
He's outstanding, Michael Nisa. He, for Queensland, I think even this year he's got 25 wickets. I saw it somewhere. It might have been 15 or something, averaging. And just dominating Shield cricket. Queensland have been doing pretty well, obviously, through that. But I think the other thing he's done is, over the number of years now, he's just each year, he's, I think he's won the Ian Healy Best Player, you know, 2-3 times. He just dominates every year. But this is for a bloke, too, who has spent a lot of time on the bench, you know, with the Australian team, and right, not the last couple of years anyway, with COVID and the extended squad. They just take him around the whole time just in case, you know, someone went down. So he always had plenty of people and stock around you. So he's been watching a lot of cricket. And the one place it's actually hard to find form in the nets. Mm. You really only find form when you're out playing and doing all those type things. So, look, I'm looking forward to it. He will have prepared himself so well, as he has. And when he's a champion, I know he's going to go well.
Yeah, match fitness under fatigue, isn't it? South Africa, what are we expecting to see? Earlier on, you know, Jace was talking about, many are saying, oh, they're not going to be as good as what they always have been, but South Africa very rarely throw up a shoddy opposition, do they?
I reckon they'll be good. There's, we don't see them too much out here, and not sort of, I suppose, we haven't for a while. And all their young, fast bowlers that have come through there, you know, absolutely world class. There's some good pace there as well, which is going to be exciting. And really, it's going to be, I reckon the whole series will be about their fast bowls against our batsmen. When you talk about, you know, Khawaja and Labuschagne and Smith and, you know, dominating and the way they're playing, if they're able to nip them out early and get modest totals, it's going to sort of open it up, certainly for the Australian, for the South Africans to you know, really make a stand. But look, you would think the biggest challenge is when you're actually playing. Well, Test cricket's all about adapting your skills to suit the condition. Mm. That's what it's about. And so for Australia, when we go to India or Pakistan, you know, for fast bowls, adapting to those conditions. And the same thing when teams come to Australia. In theory, you know, it should be better to play on, but that's our home. We know how to play here. And the Gabba always is a bit of a trap for a lot of teams, hence the reason why our record at the Gabba has been ridiculous, you know, so strong for 20-odd years before India beat us a year or so ago. And the reason being is that everyone's got to come and adapt to, you know, for fast bowls, they come and bowl a fraction short because they get carried away with the bounce, or the batsmen, you know, start trying to drive off the back foot and with the extra bounce and get found out.
All right, mate.
If I got through that third ball, Casper, that day in 1988, I would have gone and made a half century, no doubt.
It was 88, was it? All
it was 88.
Right. No, fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
How did you
score 101 versus Gregory Terrace.
Oh, can you not
week.
Again?
Yeah. Nice. I love it. Yeah. Look, I'm flat out remembering yesterday, so I can't drag out.
It's the only decent knock you had, Casper. That's why he keeps bringing it up. So. Hey, what delivery was it? What got you, Sats? Was it a good
just
length?
Pure speed at that it? Really uncomfortable length, you know?
Yeah, right.
The first one went up
did
around the ears.
Up with a short one first?
Yeah, short one, first one. Second one was the same. Third one, you got me with a Yorker.
Oh, there you go. You
know what I love? Mm. You know what I love is my son. He's 15. He fast bowler. He's taller than me, actually. He comes steaming in and he bowls it. Now, I'm thinking it's actually, whether it's a combination of coaching or good parenting, but I just sort of suggested it's worthwhile testing out halfway down. And if it's their best batsman, if you put the shit through him, then his mates will give you three stumps to hit. They'll get out of the picture. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's for any young kid listening
that's
in tonight.
That's good
parenting. That's great. That's great. The great Casper giving you some free advice here on Sports Day. Hey, mate, we look forward to hearing you on SCN throughout the summer with the Big Bash. And thanks for joining us tonight on Sports Day. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Good on you.
See you, mate. The great Michael Kasperich.